Hey, baby. Did I almost sound like a singer? Hey, I'm Mia Pinchoff, and today I'm talking my horror movie, Hard Nose, claiming your Google knowledge panel, and sharing a name with a porn star, with comedian, not the porn star, Jeremy Long.
People are always asking me, like, why can't you ride a zebra, like a whore? And I'm always telling them, it's because they're too dumb to tame. Literally, they're too dumb to
take. They're literally.
All right, introduce you so people aren't like, and who the fuck is this motherfucker being like, have it close, and they don't even know how to.
I think it would be interesting
you.
If we just talked about
mystery man
in intimate detail, because we're like, what, we're gonna talk about stuff in my life?
Oh, are we?
And then they don't even know who I am.
Yeah, and then they have to guess. There's like a vote. Who do you think this was? That's pretty. It seems a little too cool for my podcast.
It could be like that. Could be like the
premise of a whole pod.
Yeah, the whole premise of
who's this person?
Who are we interviewing? And then they give you options.
Who are we inside of? Because we're like getting inside your head, you know.
Right.
So who are we inside of?
A little misleading.
Okay. who did we just get out of? Where were we and where have we been?
We're heading in the wrong direction.
Okay.
With the titles.
Wait, now I don't know if I should say your name, but like, we'll say your
name. I think if you're planning on doing,
we'll start another podcast.
We can like start an LLC and then work on that together.
Yeah, so no one even tried to hop on it. We've already like basically gotten the URL.
If you mail this podcast, put it on a floppy disk and then mail it to somebody. That counts as copywriting it.
Exactly. And so then nobody you heard can steal it here the first. Idea. Yeah. So no one steal it. It's on a floppy. It's being burned right now. Is that how you make a floppy? You burn it?
It's on a DVD. Onto the floppy. And then you put it in the manila envelope. And then you put it in the mail.
Oh, shit. If it's in a manila envelope, that shit is legit. We don't even need to do anything else.
Stamped and dated. And the person that receives it does not open it. This is like the old way of copywriting scripts.
Oh, yeah. You don't open it.
And then that's copyrighted.
And but
it will hold up in a court of law.
Why did you not open it? To prove that it was made and sent at the time it was
right,
made and sent?
Right, yeah, that was the, yeah, it has to be sealed. And then you're like, check it out, this is when this person had this idea, and so it's copyrighted.
Oh, so you'd only go in and open that, like, in a court of law.
Correct.
The judge would be like, let's now open
yeah,
this
like
here,
whoever
Manila.
You send it to basically just, like, hangs on to it.
Oh, you gotta trust that person, though.
Until necessary, if necessary.
Can you imagine if that person was like, I really need tape, and they just opened it to use the tape that you put
Can
on
you
to
imagine?
Seal it? And they were like... But I didn't look inside. And you're like, you totally missed the point.
And you're like, I sealed it with another different piece of tape. And then the court's like, yes, but...
No, the court tests the tape. They do all
yeah,
the kinds
they do
of forensics.
Fingerprint.
Yeah, they're like, this has been... The tape has been tampered. There's been a lot of tape.
You have to send it to somebody you trust.
Yeah, but... And fires, you know?
Someone There's you trust with room in their fireproof safe.
Yeah. Our...
Put my floppy disk in there, please.
Are file cabinets fireproof?
No.
Because that's what I told myself. I don't think it's true.
I don't think so.
I put all the important stuff in the filing cabinet because I just figure they're too expensive.
Well, that is a good spot for documents and important documents.
But filing cabinets are more expensive than any other piece of furniture that is as simple. You like file cabinets, even like a two decker, like on sale, is like still like $50 at like Staples or like Kmart. Like,
is that more expensive than any of your furniture?
No, but like you can get like even if you go to like Target or like not even the Container Store, because that's like Bouge Town, you know. But like just those like metal like drawers that are not like a fully sealed whatever, but like you can get even like you can get cheaper stuff than for $50
for
a single. Filing cabinet?
I'm just impressed that you even have a filing
cabinet.
Well,
that's like super used, but it was also still not cheap. I was like, this is actually garbage, and it's at a garbage store. Like, it's literally garbage being sold at a garbage store.
At the garbage store?
Yeah. No, it was like...
On the corner of Sepulveda.
It was like some thrift store. And I'm like, this is literally you market yourselves as a garbage store. This looks like garbage. It also smells a lot like urine. And you're still charging not cheap.
But you know you can get like these, not that I would recommend it, because you do seem more adult having an actual whole, a full filing cabinet.
We do have a five.
But you can
story.
Get these little portable filing cabinets now.
Oh, like the little paper?
No,
like cardboard?
No, they're not. No. It's like a, it's just like a...
A wheelie one?
It's like a little box almost. Like a briefcase? And then you open the top and then it looks like a filing cabinet.
So yeah, but what's it made out of? Metal or no?
No, not metal, like plastic.
I thought the metal was fireproof, so maybe I just need to get over the fact that it's not.
There's no, it's not plastic. Then you can move on to plastic because
it's cheaper.
Your documents will be just as safe in the plastic portable one than this metal one.
But maybe the plastic is worse for the if my filing drawer traveling plastic case goes into the ocean, it might kill a whale.
And the files in it are all environmentally
unsafe.
Environmental
hazard. Plasticky.
I was gonna say like pro environmental documents.
No, I like just meant they've been like they have plastic particles on them. I'm trying to be better about the environment, but I don't understand it. My sister's like really top notch, and she was here visiting, and like does natural diapers on her baby, and she's like really going, you know, she's getting after it like Chris Cuomo. And I wanna be there for the environment, but I don't really.
I really also do. I think we're too far gone. I appreciate people like your sis.
Thanks.
Who is all
too.
Pro about it.
Yeah. She's like washing Dookie off diapers, you know?
I know. It bums me out, though, that people are like, oh, paper straws. Now we're solving everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are we, though? Because I feel like it's too late. And also, just switching to paper straws is not going to solve anything.
I also want to get behind it because I think paper straws are, like, cute because a lot of them have, like, cuter designs on them. And I'm all about cuteness. Cuteness first.
Yeah. That's why I'm on this podcast.
But I'm a slow drinker. Like, I have a sippy cup that I just, like, sip on all day because I'm trying to hydrate with juice. But the paper straws really, by the time I'm done with that drink, is just a mushy, like... Mm-hmm. I have to hold it up and together.
That's the biggest problem with them.
Because I'm like, there. Some people do raw noodles.
I'm not buying that.
No, you don't have to buy it. It just comes in your cup, you know. It's just a raw.
It's just a noodle.
But it's the kind of noodle that's long and empty.
It's big enough that you can sip through it.
What are the ones that are long and empty?
Like, yeah, like a penne noodle.
Not like a short noodle.
Certainly not a spaghetti noodle. No. You can't sip through that.
What are there? Wait, what noodle?
No, you're thinking of a penne.
Of a penne?
Penne.
A penne, but they don't.
Sorry, I didn't put the inflection on the E at the end.
You're thinking of a penny.
A penny.
You got that from that penny pasta.
Sucking through Abraham Lincoln's face.
It looks like it, but they just don't cut the penne pasta.
I would not get a drink with a penne pasta.
Or maybe you just do a regular spaghetti and you have to soak it all up until it gets wet. You sort of just like dab your tongue against it.
You could literally just put a sponge in your drink and then wring it out over your mouth and or face.
Dude, I'd rather die than put a sponge in anything. I am not about sponges.
She's like, no dishes for me.
No, dude. I have like, okay, for anyone that even washes their butthole in the
clean?
Shower...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clean.
He says as he sips out of the borrowed cup of water.
No, it's just from the
borrowed from the person who says they don't use. Oh, it's from the garbage store where you got the filing cabinet.
Yeah, we get one and done cups from the garbage store, so you never wash them.
Yeah.
But they're definitely clean. Sponges, like why bother ever washing your butthole if you're gonna use a sponge? Is my theory just because like. You think you know what clean is, but then you put a sponge on your dishes, and like a sponge is literally like a warm, wet place is, I think, literally the definition of like a germ's home. You don't put that through like the dishwasher every day. So you just rub a bunch of dirty shit, sort of rinse it off, and they always smell. Like after a week, if you put a sponge up to your face, you're like, ugh, but then you're still gonna wash your dishes with it.
I don't normally. Put a sponge up to my face.
Well, next time maybe you should, because then that's what you're being like, here's my clean plate.
Well, first of all, let's be real. I have a dishwasher, so I don't usually...
Wow, guys. Whoa. He's sitting down, but he is not being humble. So.
Secondly, wouldn't... And I don't know.
What?
No, wouldn't. Wouldn't. Wouldn't a penny.
Second of all, wouldn't. Yes.
I don't know science that well. It's my worst subject, but... The antibacterial soap that you then put on the sponge to clean the dishes, wouldn't that like kill any bacteria that you believe to be on the sponge?
Well, not all soap is antibacterial, and also you like shouldn't use antibacterial soap. That's just like hand sanitizer because antibacterial soap, well, I guess some of it's antibacterial, but here's the thing. the germs have really had time to like grow and live and be strong. And I don't know.
It's a full adult germ.
Yeah. They're like beefed, man. They make this. They are the sponge. That's what a sponge is. It's just all the germs like linking arms, and they're like, we're never gonna leave.
Yeah.
If it smells like that, I don't think you can ever be sure that antibacterial soap or no, be sure that the germs are gone. Or else something just smells like poop, which isn't that bad enough.
Yeah, if I'm buying...
If something smelled like poop, but someone told you for sure it was clean, would you be fine with it?
No, definitely not. You wouldn't? So I agree with you.
Yeah, so it's like 50% science, 50% personality.
50%
emotional.
Senses.
Support animal. Yeah.
Sense.
I'd be the worst scientist. This is why I couldn't do science. So I was like, I hear what you're saying, but also like, ew.
Well, also you can be a science because you used 450% in that last analogy, which do not equal.
Wait, the other day, here, riddle me this. What's a fourth of a sheet of printer paper? You know, if it's like, yeah, 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
If printer paper is 8.5 by 11.
Sure.
What's a quarter of it? I was trying to make a flyer that was printable, like the flyer you could take a printer paper and cut it into maybe four flyers. And you could
put 4 in one sheet.
And I literally swear on my life, it's in that garbage can. Had to take a piece of printer paper. I gave up on the math, folded it into 4, took a ruler out and measured it.
I mean, that's one way.
But is it? I feel like it shouldn't have been. You can find the white paper in there, please, sir.
If scientists...
Open it.
This is it?
There's nothing on it. It should have.
Live
should
be, on air.
Yep, nothing on it. That was folded in fourths. I also then crumpled it.
Right now it's just crumpled, yeah. Well, I can see where it was folded, actually. Yeah,
that's the paper. This is a full wasted piece of paper.
This is a piece of paper that was pulled out of the garbage for
it's now being sold. It'll now sold be on at Patreon. The garbage store.
Yeah.
On Sepulveda.
No, it'll be on Patreon for like a lot of money. We don't even have a Patreon, but you can find it there.
You gotta get a Patreon.
I'll get it on. I'll put it on eBay.
Oh, people don't check eBay anymore.
Do people buy you presents online?
Do people buy me presents online?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. A lot of like strippers and...
Oh, I know about those people. Yes. But why would people buy me presents online?
I'm just trying to like tap into the industry, but without doing the porn.
without doing the actual work. I would like people to just buy me presents on my Amazon
like
wish list.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a good amount of people that like giving presents. So I feel like that's like a mutually inclusive... exclusive, mutual relationship that I should let people be a part of. Why am I pushing people away? Do you see what I mean?
I do.
So I think today we should both put up some Amazon.
Oh, like on a just
wish list.
I mean,
like, do people know what you want?
They would if I put up my Amazon wish list.
Exactly. Like, are your parents good gift givers?
I have a very no.
See,
they mostly just give money for things.
Well, that's fine.
Which is fine.
Do you feel like not emotionally supported
money's fine. Money's great.
You want them to know what you want.
I don't consider the gift of money, though, to be good gift giving. Because I feel like the definition of good gift giving is somebody who's like, I know this person so well that I know they're going to like this item.
Or it's being like, I know that this person knows themselves better than I will ever know them. So it's like the gift of giving, like the trust, they trust you to know yourself better than they could ever know you.
I sit corrected.
Did I just bring you guys a little bit closer?
Wow. Yeah. I have to call my mom on the way home.
Because maybe she had gifts and she's like, I'm 98% sure this is great, but I'm 100% sure he's his own man. And that is brave. That's fucking brave.
That is brave.
It's braver than Santa giving people some bogus ass gifts, you know.
Or Cole, if you weren't good.
That he probably gets wrong all the time.
Yeah, how does he know?
No, obviously he doesn't, but... I just think it's like presumptive. Is that a word?
Presumptuous.
Presumptive?
That's not a word.
If we say it enough, could it be? Can we Google it? Can we put it in?
If you send the floppy disk to somebody and copyright it.
It says.
Is that a real word? Presumptive check. Our science man is checking the word.
I feel like that word is what you're trying to say is presumptuous.
It's an adjective. The nature of a presumption.
Oh.
Presumptive. Still don't know if I'm using it right because I don't know words. I like speech.
A presumptive diagnosis.
A presumptive diagnosis.
You are using it right then, I think, if that's the case.
Dude, all definitions in the dictionary are more confusing. They just put it in a sentence that you still can't really quite understand why you have to use like, that word. A presumptive diagnosis.
The sentence is a really long sentence with the word at the very end. Like,
and they're just like,
Johnny went to the store and he bought 5 eggs and then he came home and then...
Presumptive.
It's like a run-on sentence.
Like, mm-hmm. Presumptive.
For the record, the sentence that presumptive is in is not a full sentence. It just says a presumptive diagnosis.
Oh, that's good. The dictionary definition example sentence is not a full sentence. So we can literally trust no one anymore.
I still don't buy that it's even a word at this point.
I don't even buy the dictionary, you know?
Nobody buys the dictionary. It's for free on the internet.
Did you ever have a dictionary growing up?
Sure.
You did?
You know what else I had when I was growing up?
What?
We were just talking about... How much
Pogs?
We,
what?
We were discussing how much we didn't like a certain website.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you, okay.
I'm not sponsored by IMDb. I have no sponsors.
They're going to be like, hey, we sued you. And then you're like, oh.
Damn it.
Burn that floppy disk. No. So we were talking about how we didn't like that. I remember growing up and getting those Leonard Maltin movie guides, which was like basically a book form of IMDb before IMDb existed.
For some reason, when you said that, I thought of, oh my god, what were those something? Oh my god, those in school, those like long cards, and there was like a stack of them, and they'd like to quiz, you'd quiz yourself on them. What were they called? Something quest? Nope.
No, you might be right. Something quest.
Look it up, sir. Oh my god.
It was movie related, right?
No, it could be like anything.
Oh, any topic.
They were like Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
It reminds me kind of the game Outburst.
What's that? That just sounds like my childhood.
Outburst is kind of like you had a card, but you couldn't read what was on. There was a topic at the top. And then the rest of the card you couldn't read unless you slipped it into this little decoder thing, which made you be able to read the 1 through 10. So like the topic would be like famous actors from Canada.
Like to get the answer, you have to slide it in?
So basically it was just so that the other team couldn't see it. And then the team whose turn it was would slip it into the decoder thingy.
Oh.
And then you'd be able to see the answers. And then they'd have a timer. And they would have to be like, Norm MacDonald.
And you're all just looking in your secret box. And you're like, oh, we know everything.
Yeah.
Brain Quest.
That's what you were thinking. You said Quest.
Yeah, I said Quest. But I was thinking MapQuest to say. But I was thinking that Quest. MapQuest is a different thing.
And you knew MapQuest was not correct.
No, it was never been correct. My dad refuses to think that that's true.
Remember when people...
When my dad used to print out MapQuest?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
I printed out MapQuest.
You did? Gross.
In the old days.
Yeah.
And I used to always be like, why
am I lost?
Does MapQuest... Maps... whenever you search something on MapQuest, it should always start... And this does not apply anymore because no one uses... Is it even still a thing?
I don't think so.
It always should start on... Like step 5, because it's like I know how to get out of my neighborhood.
Oh, it's like or it's like, you know, open your home door, go down to the garage,
right,
get
go down
in
to the
your
garage.
Car.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look, it's still here.
It's still a thing.
My dad used to print that out.
My dad would also.
When did you? I guess I didn't drive until I moved here, because I never used it.
I drove in my hometown before moving here.
Are you a good driver? You feel safe with you in the car?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You ever gotten into?
I've been in one accident back in Pennsylvania before I moved here, and I think 2 accidents out here.
Oh, my God. We have a visitor. We have a cat in here.
They're very interested in the garbage paper from the garbage store.
Oh, my God, he loves garbage. I should have known. Okay, should we say who you are?
Yeah, how long have we gone so far without saying it?
I wonder how much people now are, like, just in it to win it. Like, they're with you no matter who you are. But let's just tell them.
I like that. I like that they don't know who I am, but they've made their opinion of me at this point.
Well, now they have some more information. They didn't, like, hear your name and judge it, which at first I would be like, is not something people would do, but with your name, they might. Okay, do you want to say who you are?
Sure. My name's Jeremy Long.
You're an ex-porn star.
I'm not the same Jeremy Long. I am Jeremy Long.
You're a stand-up comedian.
This comedian. Not Jeremy Long, the Asian male porn star.
I had no idea he was Asian.
Which is a real thing. Yeah, he is Asian.
Yeah, I know. I looked you up and it did pop up that he's now going to jail.
Is he?
For 10 years.
Wait, what?
No, I'm not joking at all.
Oh, I get to add to my joke about it in my set.
Yeah,
now.
It says Masayoshi Mukai, I guess that's his real name, a.k.a. Jeremy Long, revealed that he is now serving the maximum sentence of 10 years for his DUI felony charge that stemmed from a fatal car crash in late 2017.
Because he was only being an Asian male porn star so that he could afford to go to UC Berkeley.
Nope.
Which I found out about when I was doing tons of research.
His friend died in the car. His friend was only 20.
Oh, wow.
She died, and he took the maximum sentence. Like, he took it because he felt so bad.
Yeah, of course. Well, at least despite the fact that he was driving drunk to begin with, at least he's a decent enough human to be like, oh, I feel bad. I should pay for that.
Yeah, dude. That's right? So intense. Wow. Or is it like cocky, no pun intended, to like take it? Oh my god!
You just wanted to say that.
No, I really didn't. I was driving. No, I really didn't.
You're no, like what could I say?
Dick jokes are like not even my bag.
Yeah.
Sure. Vagina jokes are no. like cocky to be like, I want the maximum. Like, he's still getting what he wants.
Oh yeah.
Not like he wanted that to happen.
He wanted to be a bad boy.
But he's like, I want 10, and they were like, maybe they were like, no.
What if they were like? But they're like, 10 is the maximum. He's like, give me 20.
Give me 20. Yeah. I would have been like, fucking fall back, man. You know, just like relax. So I wonder if that's like a... That's
interesting. I did not know
I wonder what's going to happen with your Google searches, you know?
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah. Maybe more people will stumble upon me by accident.
Do you think you get found? Do you think you're like a little more famous than... Not that you should be, but like you're a little more famous than you would be? If he wasn't also a Jeremy Long?
It's certainly possible. I think maybe I get like more hits on videos and stuff if people are trying to look for him. Maybe.
Yeah, I wonder what they...
You do have a Google Knowledge Panel pops up when you Google
you. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What does
it say? What are the top movies?
You have a... Wait, I have it right here.
That's nice.
I have your... Oh, no, I have your Jeremy, has there ever been any fine. Like funny... Oh, yes, you do have a...
So you search my name and that comes up instead of the porn star?
Well, the first thing that comes up is the article. The first thing that comes up is ex-porn star Jeremy Long pens. Also, when I read that, I saw it said penis. Ex-porn star Jeremy Long pens. You see? Pens final tweet before 10-year prison.
Wow, that's the first result already.
Then the second thing is you.
Me.
Jeremy Long IMDb.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
And your Google, like, panel. What did you call it? A panel?
A knowledge panel?
Fuck that. Do I have a knowledge panel? Fuck, man.
Oh, no.
God damn it. No, I'm not jealous, man. I'm really proud of you. It's just like, I've been looking for a knowledge panel for a long time. I've really been wanting one.
I feel like probably just as recently as a couple months ago, I did not have a knowledge panel.
Well, maybe you need to like put something in your knowledge panel about me, yeah, and then like, it'll sort of like boost me up in the knowledge panel.
Most well-known on Mia's podcast. Most well-known for doing Mia's podcast yesterday.
Maybe if you could please just tag me in your knowledge panel. I'm just going to start asking everyone to tag me. I don't even think you can. It says you're an actor.
No, that's
wrong.
It
says you were born in Lebanon, PA.
That's correct.
Nationality. What do you think it says?
Nationality?
American.
Technically German.
Ooh,
heritage.
Ooh, they're wrong, knowledge panel.
Yeah.
Well, you can claim your knowledge panel.
Ooh, really? What is it? Let me see.
Wait, but I can claim it?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be.
I'm going to claim it.
Anybody can claim it?
No, I think you have to prove that it's you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll mess up your knowledge panel by trying to claim it. It also has a link to your YouTube and your Instaham. It also has your clickbait film.
Mm,
it also has me and Earl and the...
That was a movie I was in that was filmed in Pittsburgh when I still lived in Pennsylvania. And on... That's back when I did want to be an actor, which I don't now. And I was doing like background work.
Ooh.
And I was so excited to have a line in that movie, and then it was cut out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm like very well known in like the trailer world. I'm in a lot of teasers. I'm in a lot of promos, and then I'm cut out of the shows.
Completely.
Like the Gong Show, I'm in their promo for the show that played all the time, and they cut out my act twice. Like 2 years I taped.
Oh, you were on the show two seasons.
But I'm like fully in the promo. They show me getting like scored and I'm like, oh! And I'm a cat, obviously. And then I'm not on this show. And I was like, don't use me in your fucking promo. You're not promoing the thing that you're doing because I'm not in the thing.
Yeah.
Using me to make people want to watch. Then why don't you keep me in?
That's true.
Yeah. No,
that's
it is.
Tease, like, that's to tease them into wanting to watch the show.
Exactly. Fake news, wow. Man. Fake fucking news. Wow. So I'm in a lot of that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm learning really stuff about you, too. Okay.
Yeah, great. You are. I'm in a lot of promos. I'm in a lot of commercials for things.
I'm learning a lot of stuff about you, and I'm learning a lot of stuff about me,
yeah.
Which I didn't expect to happen.
Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Talk loudly so that they can hear me.
Yeah.
Also searched for, at the bottom of your knowledge
panel, okay.
Is Penn Jillette.
I love Penn.
Teller.
Yes.
Why would you be associated?
That's because I was executive producer on this, which sounds better than it actually was. It was not Kickstarter. What's one of the other ones? That's like Kickstarter.
Indiegogo.
It might have been that one.
Seed and Spark.
No, not that
Venmo.
One. Just give me money. I think it might have been Indiegogo. He had a film funded through there called that he wrote, and this fantastic director who I now know as well, named Adam Rifkin, who directed one of my favorite films.
That also
of all.
Comes up under.
Oh, his name?
Mm-hmm. Alfonso Gomez, Adam Rifkin, Penn Jillette, and Peter Adam Golden.
All those last three names are all involved in this film, director's cut. The first guy is the director of Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. So I'm basically associated with things that are not
really about,
like, one is a movie that I was a background in, and the other one is a movie that I helped fund via a Kickstarter campaign.
That's a weird thing about the internet.
Yeah.
You know, I search my name and, one time someone also made a flyer for a comedy show and, the picture that was supposed to be me was not me. And I realized, because if you Google me, she also comes up. No idea who she
and
is.
They just took that picture.
No, they did. It's a brunette, and like, we don't look alike
it
at all.
Look,
I mean, unless
like you.
Brunette to you is like enough to be like, they're twins.
Yeah, a white brunette female.
Yeah, that was her, and that she's literally on the flyer and is 100% not me, and it's super cool because that's the internet. You know, you
when
can't take
that?
Things off of it, but you also can't correct most of it. That was a while ago.
Oh.
Who did it?
And you went to that show and you're like, surprise, bitches.
I was like, what if she shows up? what if there is a her?
She saw the flyer and was like, oh, I didn't know I was a part of this show.
I guess stand I better up now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought I lived on the fucking Google
Images. I just
thought
I was an accountant.
Now I have to do comedy. But yeah, the internet's weird. Like, it associates you with like everything you've ever been, your name has ever been next to or on.
That's true. The good thing about that,
and also the porn stars,
yeah. And also the porn stars, which is still the first link that comes up,
yeah,
so we have
is.
To fix that somehow.
Give it
that
some time. He's gone to jail.
He's going to jail.
You know?
And
he's going to jail. Just give it some time.
He won't nearly be as popular in,
or maybe more. Who knows?
Maybe more. Yeah, maybe.
Have you
more.
Ever met him?
Never met him. I did reach out to him via Instagram about the joke I do about him, just being like, hey, here's this joke I do, just want to make sure you're cool with it. And he thought it was funny and said he's cool with it.
He did? He answered?
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you give him a boner?
I might have.
Nope. All right. Well, let's just let him go to jail.
We'll just let him go to jail and get boners and jail.
Yeah, I didn't know he looked like that. I don't know what I thought he looked like.
Yeah, that's probably the only true thing that I talk about in my act. And just because it was
everything
like,
else is not real?
Most of it's not, yeah.
Oh.
It was just like, how on earth can I not make a joke out of an Asian male porn star
that
has the same name as me?
But did
everything
your parents,
else.
Was that their intention when they named you? To name you after?
I don't think he came
was it
first,
based on
did he?
His? Was it based on him?
I don't think he came first.
You were
first.
Born first?
I think so.
You were? No.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's got to be older than you.
No, he was going to UC Berkeley.
Really?
Just like a couple. Yeah, when I first... This guy, this is a guy or a girl?
A guy.
It's so cute.
He's a dude. Really? I thought he was 34-year-old.
Is he? Oh, well, then he was going to college very late.
Yeah.
Well, when he was, when I was born, he would have been...
Seven?
He would have been...
How old are you?
Simple math that I can't do right now.
Seven.
He would have been seven. Yeah.
So your parents definitely.
I don't think he was doing porn at seven. He wouldn't have been.
I think they knew.
He wouldn't have been world known.
And I think your parents were like, what?
He was getting.
Why not?
He was definitely getting DUIs at seven.
No, he was definitely showing. He was definitely showing. Like in the womb, he probably was showing a lot of. Do you have a big dick from a baby time?
Do I or does
no.
he?
No. Tell us about your baby dick. No, like if you're gonna have a really big dick, are there signs when you're little? Not like the, I'm sure it can't
probably,
be.
Probably, right. Yeah, probably. I would
like,
say
is
so.
It like meaty? You're like, man, that guy's got
like
us.
I would say whatever the like if whatever you think a big dick looks like now, imagine
it on a baby?
No. I guess picture what you would consider a tiny penis, but put that on the baby, and then that's a big baby penis. So you're like, oh, it's going to be huge when he grows up.
Okay, so think of an adult small dick on a baby
right.
body.
Like an adult wearing a large baby pant.
An adult wearing a baby on his dick.
That just reminded me, I'll tell you later.
Wait, what?
You just reminded me, it probably won't make any sense now out of context. So I won't say it
okay.
anymore.
But it's something about like wearing a baby.
Wearing it's something about wearing babies that I immediately thought of when you said that.
Wearing babies, oh my god, that's gonna be my Halloween costume next year.
Just a bunch of babies.
Just a bunch of real babies. It's gonna be like part babysitting, part Halloween.
I think that we did say my name. I just realized that I was still thinking we hadn't said my name yet.
I know. Did you feel more? Does it make you feel more mysterious
yeah.
when you're unknown?
Yeah, but it's too late now.
We can bleep it.
Oh.
We'll bleep. We'll just never say it. We'll just go on to be like,
even
you have the same
talking,
name as this other
you're
guy.
You're going to have to bleep it so many times because we've now talked about Asian male porn
no,
star
No, but
Jeremy
we'll just
Wong.
Bleep it when you say it's you. We won't bleep it when we're talking about the other guy. About the porn star.
Even though
that's
we said
not your
that.
Name. Yes, it is.
It's not my name now.
You're not him.
I'm getting you know? It legally changed.
Yeah. You got to get it legally
no,
changed.
No, I can't
no,
actually.
Then your
because
fucking panel's
then
gonna
I
be
lose,
gone. Your
my,
knowledge panel.
My knowledge panel will be gone. My joke will be gone. I lose so many things if it weren't for Asian male porn star Jeremy Long.
Like I knew
I guess
you were
he deserves
like,
top billing on the Google search.
Like you were like funny when I saw you do stand up.
That's
like
nice
very
of you.
Funny.
Yeah.
And like you seem cool. And
thank
like
you
like cats. So those were all like positives.
Yeah,
but
and
then
those
I,
were the
now
same
now I know
positives.
You have a knowledge panel, and it's just really making me like...
Ooh, is it a...
It's not even jealous. It's like I want... Like, you make me want to be a better person. Like, you make me want a knowledge panel even harder.
Oh, so it's a plus.
Turns out, you do have one.
It
oh!
Anything.
I do have a knowledge panel!
You know what? I thought it'd be... wouldn't it be hilarious if she had a knowledge panel, but it was that other brunette picture
oh my
there
God,
instead
fuck
of
that
her?
Bitch.
I did find her.
I have a knowledge panel. You guys are just, there's no knowledge on it. It says nothing about me,
well,
which
can,
I think is.
You can claim it.
And oh, then fill it.
It makes you more mysterious, like how I feel on this podcast, if you bleep it.
Yeah, it's this girl. That girl on the left.
Yeah, nothing
yeah,
like
no.
you. Not
yeah,
at all.
If you Google search me, just a lot of different people come up. So I guess that's cool.
I'll make me a tweet a picture of this.
Yeah. I'll tweet a picture of my mystery
you
friend.
You should tweet a picture of her and be like, new do.
New face, who it is?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so you made a movie. You wrote a movie.
I wrote a movie,
it's
yeah.
It's called Clickbait, mm-hmm. y'all. You can check it out. It's a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it out on, like...
It's more of a comedy thriller.
Comedy thriller.
It's billed as a horror, and it has horror elements about it, and definitely lots of tributes to older horror films, but I don't really consider much of it that scary...
What's like the tagline? Tagline, logline. What's like the story?
What's the story?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a social satire on our current internet age society that we live in, where our main star of the film Bailey is a popular internet vlogger on a fake website called Streaker, that is kind of like a YouTube type thing, and we couldn't legally use YouTube. And she's like the top one on there, and you get like they rate videos by bolts, and you want to have like the video with the longest streak, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm creating this whole world basically. Anyways, and then her popularity starts dropping because another
ooh,
streaker
ooh.
Goes up ahead who has cancer.
Oh shit!
And is getting the sympathy vote.
Ooh,
and that
shit.
Pisses off Bailey. And she's not popular anymore because she's dropping on the charts. And her roommate Emma is like, well, you know, she'll be dead soon and then you'll be back at the top of the charts. And then anyway, so Bailey starts getting this stalker who is really obsessed with Bailey and starts filming her in secret. sneaking around and breaking into her house, going through her underwear drawer, things of that nature, ooh, creepy stalker stuff, and then uploading those videos to Bailey's profile, which everybody else thinks is a ploy to for her to get back to the charts. They think it's all like staged and fake, so her popularity is growing, and but it's actually real, so Bailey doesn't want anything to stop, even though it's super creepy, because her popularity is growing again. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, her roommate Emma's freaked out because she's being stalked and her house is being broken into. And this goes on for a while, and then Bailey's character is eventually kidnapped by the stalker, and then Emma, her roommate, and this cop named Officer Dobson, who is a very not good detective, are the only two people who can try and find out where she is and rescue her from this stalker. And then there's a twist ending that I think is pretty good, actually.
Don't tell. Don't tell the twist. Don't tell the end. Because I want to watch it, but I don't know if you know. Maybe you can, like, check out my knowledge panel, but I'm terrified. I'm super terrified of, like, it doesn't even have to be horror.
Even
horror.
Though you were in one with the best scream?
Yeah, no, I'll scream, like, every take of in the horror movie I was in, like, a zombie comes around a corner, and I'm like, ah! And, like, we, like, see each other, and I shriek at the top of my lungs. And, like, I'm not, like, I don't brag about much, but, like, my horror scream is so fucking tight. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Bitches can suck it. Like, that's the only thing I'll ever say that about.
I heard nothing but that brag prior to this recording of this podcast.
Like, nothing else. Everything else, I'm just a failure. Mm-hmm. But for that, anyway, every take.
It says that on your knowledge panel. Yeah, best, like, horror scream.
She's fucking so good at screaming, and she can't stop talking about it. They were like, save your scream for, like, the take that we're just doing, like, rehearsals. But every time the zombie would come around, because she was in makeup and shit, I would legit shriek.
Okay.
At the top of my lungs. I was like, this will never stop. It will never, ever stop.
I thoroughly believe that, because I've encountered this with other people I know who are like, I'd like to watch your movie, but I'm scared. I don't like horrors. I think the horror element of it is that it is kind of so close to real life.
Like the Handmaid's Tale. It's like too close to home, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Well, yeah, a little too close.
Well, I came up with a list of questions for you to ask you if they're in your movie so that I can go through them and see if how many are yeses or noes so that I can decide if I can watch it.
I was just going to say that I think, and there are just a lot of, because I can't write I don't even know if I could write a straight up horror film because like, I'm just so, like, comical.
Do you know that there was this random commercial that was awesome? That should be on your knowledge panel. I try to be scary sometimes, but I'm too funny.
I'm just too funny. So it's a horror comedy.
Like, I screamed one time. There was, like, a commercial. I think it was for, like, Geico or something. Or I don't know what it was for. Like, some sort of insurance. And there's a turtle going across the street. And the guy steps on it by accident. And the shell cracks. And I scream every time. Like, actually. Like, the commercial's weird as shit. But every time I think, I forget it's, like, that commercial. And you, like, hear it and it crunches and the turtle breaks. And I'm like, so, like,
that same well-known horror movie scream that you're so proud of.
You think I can watch, but I don't know.
Well, I'll take the quiz that you set up. Isn't it weird that commercials can have that much of an effect? I cry at some commercials.
I hate, oh my God. Do you know the commercial with the old people that are like, I'm 85 and I want to go home?
Is that how it goes?
No, I'm not
kidding.
That's
a real commercial? I never heard that one.
Yes, it's for, like, old, what's it for, Goose?
It's like for
AARP, like, they don't want to work anymore, and they're all, like, working, and they're like, I'm 85 and I want to go home.
Oh no, so it's about them still having to work at a very old age.
It's
fucking
three jobs that are typical for young people, like DJ and
like, this grandma's like a DJ, and she's like, I'm 85 and I want to go home, and I can't.
I've never seen that, but now I really want to.
But can I tell you, A, it makes me really sad, because I'm like, that's not even funny. It's not funny that old people are fucking DJing, you know? It's not funny. They shouldn't
It's funny hearing about it.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's the commercial. Almost fucking screamed.
Can we legally play this?
Yeah, of course. Oh my God, no. It's so loud, that ring.
Are you going to cry?
It makes me so mad. I'm 85 and I want to go home.
Oh.
5 and I want to go home.
Oh, it is really sad, that poor man.
This is an old lady cleaning a window, and now this guy's on fire. I'm 85 and I wanna go. Oh, oh, shit. Call me DJ Nana.
I, it is very sad. I think they're making a very valid point, though.
No, I'm very valid point. It makes me sad for old people. Sad that, like, it, like we have to make it funny to be, like, heard. Because, like, I don't think old people are funny. I love old people. I don't think it's funny that they are working. That... But then I also, while I watch it, get jealous. Because I'm also like, well, fuck them. Those are actually actors. And they're booking more work than I am. That's true. So then I also get jealous.
So many emotions in one commercial.
I'm like, they're old. They don't deserve to work. And then I'm like, but they're literally working because they're actors. And guess what that means? They're booking it. And I'm not, and they are getting paid. They're getting paid to do the commercial.
They're
getting paid,
they're booking it, but they shouldn't be because they should be retired.
Yeah, and they're promoting something that's like so against what they're literally doing because they have a job and they definitely don't want to go home because they're living their best life.
They're promoting something that they're against. They're like, I'm working until I die. Yeah, I'm an actor.
Why don't you not book the role? Why don't you say, no, I don't want to book the role?
No,
I want to go home.
Wow. Yeah. I don't like those Honda commercials where they're like, and now time for, what did they call
it? Oh, yeah, like a something minute or like a...
an act of kindness? Mm-hmm. Oof, that makes me angry. Because it's like, if you were really doing acts of kindness, you wouldn't be using it to help promote selling your cars.
Yourself. Yeah. It's like the old people thing. It's like back at zero.
And it also makes me angry because I just like imagine them going like, you know, doing the thing and they're like, oh, this is what we're going to do. And then the person on the phone is like, oh my God, you're so great. And then they hang up the phone. And they're like, okay, you owe us $18,345.
I also love at the bottom of the commercial, it says like, whenever it says like, these are not actors. And I'm like, but they are because they're in this commercial, you know? Like, you can say you're a real person, but I know that, had to sign a contract that said certain things. You had to, like, you got your hair and makeup done. You're wearing not your clothes. Like, then what is an actor if you're not?
I agree. You started off as a real human and became a real actor.
You became an actor because, like, you went on TV. Someone else goes on TV, they're an actor and you're just a real person.
We're not all classically trained.
Yeah, where's the fucking line? I hate when they say these are not done by actors.
Random acts of kindness.
Just taking all our jobs, normal people, you know? Yeah. I should be in it.
You're right.
I auditioned for something. Exactly. That's what I always say. I do get called in a lot for like
normal
just
people.
A person. They're like, there's a really pretty girl, and then there's her boyfriend, and then there's some more people that are just people.
They save money in post then because they won't have to put that at the bottom about it being a real person. Because it's not a real person. Acting as a real person.
But I can double up. I can be a real person when you need that. I could be an actor when you need that. Wow. You'll never know the difference when you need that. So, hello. You know, what's my training for? Yeah, if not to not be an actor.
They're
on
missing
TV.
Out. They're getting just the real person. And then the real person's becoming an actor when it's too late because the commercial's already out.
And also the real person, the casting call described exactly them and then they got it. So I'm like, you didn't really get it.
No, you were it. But
and
you didn't
I hate
get
when
it.
Like a lot of breakdowns now for actors say like if it's for a pilot, like the role of a pilot, it'll be like must fly planes. And I'm like, why did I ever learn to act?
The
you
role
know?
Of a pilot yeah. in a pilot.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't everyone just be what they are? And some of us will be on TV for it, and some of us won't. You know, because like I can't be a pilot right now. I'm doing a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, sorry, I'm too busy being a real person.
I'm too busy practicing my normal face for all these normal jobs. I love when you can tell like who was called in for what part in commercial auditions because everything's so like on the nose. You know, like everyone's like super obvious. And there was an audition and they were calling in for the same commercial a bunch of different like spots that they were doing. And I could just tell like which each group of people was in there for. And it's rough, man, when someone walks to the wrong section and you're like, I know when the person who's checking everyone in comes around, they're gonna move you because like, do you not see who you are?
Yeah.
Like, you're one of us. You can come over here. You're one of the regulars. Sorry.
Did you not look to your left and your right before
like,
sitting
this girl,
down?
Literally, this very normal girl just like sat in this like sea of like really pretty like models, and I was like, I feel where your heart is at, but your face is over here. We're over here.
I
so.
Love the self-confidence in yourself and your and what you
yeah,
believe,
I love how you see yourself,
perceive
but
yourself.
Like, okay, here are my questions about your movie.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to that.
Okay.
Let's talk more about me and my movie.
Yes, please, because I really wanted to watch it, but I couldn't.
Well, we're about to find out if you can
watch it. Are there any long noses? Very long.
Like mine?
No, no, I have a big nose. Mine's like big. Long.
What are you, like Squidward? Like a Squidward nose?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who has a nose like that in real life.
Or like a witch's nose.
Or like a witch, or like
no,
something
there are
like
no witches in the movie, and to my best of my knowledge, I don't believe there are any long noses.
Okay. Like nothing like longer than a hand.
Jeremy Long knows that there's no long noses.
Okay, good. Movie. No long noses. Okay. Are there any swings that swing without anyone in them?
No, that doesn't happen.
Are you sure?
I'm totally giving away
the movie?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, so we can cross witches and spiritual figures off the... Okay, good.
Are there any trees covered in burlap sacks?
Nope.
Okay.
No, no, none check. Of that.
Are there any masks?
There are masks.
There are.
Yeah. I think you would be pretty pleased at the mask, though.
What makes
did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
So you saw the mask?
No.
Well, no. Didn't freak you out in the trailer, then.
Wait,
no, then you're fine.
Wait, no.
The mask is in the trailer.
Well, I also lose a lot because when I scream, I close my eyes. Was there something scary before or after the mask? Because I just start to sweat and I close my eyes. Wait, are you sure there was a mask? Like, I'm maybe not the kind of mask I'm thinking.
I'm 100% sure there's a mask on the trailer.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch the trailer again and see if the mask
touches me. Yeah, and don't close your eyes, and I think you'll enjoy the mask.
That I can't promise. I won't close my eyes for the whole thing. any contact lenses?
I can neither confirm nor deny
that.
Ooh,
risky,
I was not on set.
This is a maybe.
I don't know if any of the actors have prescription.
Is there a dark, rainy night? Or nights?
Dark nights, not rainy nights.
Dark, not rainy. Good. Okay. Are there any old ladies on all fours wearing nightgowns, either very low to the ground, high up on the ceiling, or moving far too quickly for their age?
It's what I'm really enjoying about this is I am a big horror fan and have watched enough movies that I actually enjoy these questions for what they are. No, none of that.
Okay, good.
I am going to see, not to promote, no, I'm not even going to say it now.
What?
I'm going to a movie after this where there is an old lady like that, because I've already seen the movie that I'm going to see tonight.
What movie?
It Chapter 2.
What?
It Chapter 2.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, I went to the premiere last week.
Nope.
And now I'm seeing it again because it just came out tonight.
Are there any dolls, kids that play with dolls, or kids that look like dolls, or dolls that play with kids?
I really want to see the movie where dolls play with kids. That's basically Small Soldiers, which I was going to bring up earlier when you brought up Director's Cut, because Adam Rifkin directed that and he wrote Small Soldiers. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
And then there are dolls that play with kids?
Yeah, all the toys and stuff come to life. And they like are, some are good and some are bad.
Nope.
The Gorgonites, we're not going to talk about it.
Nope.
But that's a whole other podcast called The Small Soldier Fanatics.
So there's no dolls? No,
no dolls in my movie, no.
Are there any doors closing, doors opening, small doors, trap doors, or pull down attic doors?
First two, yes. Doors do open and close.
Yes.
No small doors and no trap attic doors.
No. 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 Okay. That's pretty good.
That's the full list?
I think I can
yeah,
get in there.
Yeah, there's really only like two things on the list that are
in. Yes, for mask, contact lenses, a maybe, mm-hmm. and we have a few doors opening and closing.
Right.
Seems okay. Not all the doors opening and closing.
How many questions is that total?
That are yes or just total?
Total questions.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So 2 out of 9 yeses and then a maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
I don't know math, as I've clearly proved time and time again, but this feels like the odds are in my favor.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe you can risk it. And then, you know, the mask thing might even not even count as one after you rewatch the trailer.
Yeah. Or maybe whatever mask you guys are talking about to me is not a mask at all.
I don't want to spoil it.
Maybe
that's why I'm not saying it, but I think you will enjoy the mask just because I know you and your ideals.
Really quick, I just want to. Did you tape a comedy special?
I did do that.
Oh, you did tape it?
It is not out, and as far as I know, will not be.
Ooh, man, you are just constantly, you are like hitting him with the mystery on this podcast. You're like, my name is my name, but it's also another man's
name. My name is my name.
Also, my special is my special, but it's not my special. Is that what it's called? Because I'm going to name my special.
It would have been called, I like that name better. It would have been called, it was actually, and it wasn't even just me. It was like a little Amazon Prime series called My First Comedy Special with a bunch of up and coming comics. And then it was like a couple episodes and each one had like, this is this person's little mini special and this is this person's little mini special.
That's super weird because like, I that's didn't get a call. So that's probably like.
You probably know the producer.
Super weird. But anyway, wasn't
so called. We did film it. It was a whole thing. I went through hair and makeup, which was delightful.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
And I went out and bought a $800 outfit that I kept all the tags on and returned it the next
Smart,
day.
Smart, man. Mm-hmm. Solid.
And so I was looking.
You were looking so.
I was looking toy.
Yeah.
And really, yeah.
Because that's how jokes happen.
Yeah, when you're looking.
Yeah. When you're looking fucking, when you got tags on. You know,
but the tags are hidden.
Yeah, they're tucked in. Hidden for sure.
Yeah, I made sure of it.
Wait, an $800 outfit? I'm trying to think what you wore because, like, I got
like this really nice jacket that was like $500, okay, and then these very expensive jeans, and then it was like a nice shirt from American Eagle.
You got like new undies, or you just went with old undies?
No, I kept the old undies and the old socks. Yeah,
sometimes you gotta have like something. It's like when you get married, like something old, something new. Something old.
I had a couple things new, something old. New, something old, something borrowed,
something
right?
blue.
Was it?
Something blue. You had something blue.
Oh, I had blue.
Something blue.
I had all those. Wait, nope. I had all of them except.
Something borrowed?
You could technically consider.
The clothes
borrowed.
Boom, boom.
So I was all set. I could have gotten married on stage during my comedy special.
Man, I'm not saying you missed an opportunity, but if you were to do it again, I'd get an officiator in there, ready to go. Also someone to marry.
There, it was a very delightful experience. It was very fun. I was all ecstatic about it, and now it's not coming out. In fact, the
story of my life, bro.
The thing is,
am I in the promo or what?
You're in the promo.
I have a feeling I am,
and you weren't even there.
Nope,
but you're in the promo. They took
a
YouTube video and put it in the promo.
Wouldn't be surprised.
It is out. My first comedy special is out. Not to advertise it, something that I'm not in. Although they did give me a special thanks credit.
Ooh.
But it is out on Amazon Prime. I'm just not in it.
Mm.
Even though I was there, I filmed it, people laughed. It happened.
Right. But it's like if a special falls in the forest and no one's there to watch it.
Right.
Then.
To Amazon Prime it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Prime it. Not like yeah. Prime it. Like,
then did they even have an axe to chop it down?
Yeah. Did you even ever make a forest tree?
Correct. Fall?
Well. That's good, because then you can just tape another special. You can use all
I'll just do another one,
special.
And it'll be a better one, and it will be on...
And we can get more outfits
and
more
it'll be
tags
on
them.
MySpace.
I never have the... Like, Amazon I can Prime. Never... That's such a smart thing to leave the tags on. I can never do it.
I was definitely not...
Not because I have a problem, like, returning it. It's just because, like, I feel like the tags are scratching me, and, like, it's so not true.
Oh, it was very uncomfortable.
Oh, it was?
I just was not in a position to actually spend
$800.
Now I got that clickbait money, so I'm doing. But not then.
Wait, what made you want to write the movie? Was there something clickbaity that like happened, or someone that like lost like their personality through clicks or something?
As previously mentioned, off air, it was actually somebody else's idea who hired me to write it.
Oh, to write it.
However. Their idea was very vague. It was like, I wanted to be about a girl and she's a internet celebrity.
As they tend to be.
So it was actually a very vague that I then morphed into my beliefs. And then also the director did do some rewrites. So there's stuff in there that is from.
Are you like an internet person? Like, are you like into it? Like, do you YouTube often?
I'm not into it. I'm against it for the most part. Which is why the movie kind of takes that approach
in a sense.
But it's not exactly as discussed in many of interviews about the film. It's not exactly its purpose isn't to criticize people who do it. It's more
who
actually
who do
it.
One should always criticize people that do.
I love that this is a podcast where I can say do and we take
doo-doo.
A pause and
no, we take
not
a pause.
On any other podcast would I ever be able to pause after do and chuckle.
I just could never be famous because if anyone ever said doo-doo, I would stop and take a little, I would take a little laugh, you know?
Yeah.
Like no matter how important, if I was like meeting the president, not this one, a different one. And they were right. And I would have been like...
I would argue that that would make you more famous.
Yeah, well, true. You know, it's fine. I'll be in the promo.
Anyways, the film's attempt... the film's attempt is not to criticize people who are internet celebrities. It's more of a critique on our society
overall,
as a whole.
Yeah. Our overall goals and morals. You know, you guys, we need a...
Yeah, guys.
We need a disconnect. You know what I mean? I don't care what people do on their phones, but I'm not a phone person. Like, people think I'm on my phone more than I am, but I'm not actually ever, like, I hate it.
Not ever.
No, like, I'm on, like, when I'm in the potty, I'm always on my phone, but sure. I don't even, like.
Who isn't?
I can't even YouTube. Like, don't have the patience to watch videos. Like, I don't know where things are on the internet, like, the things that I need to find. I don't know where I would get them. I don't know what to Google, like, the right questions to Google to get the right answers. None of that stuff.
I believe you because of the long gaps of time between our text messages.
Here's my question. Can someone please ask Apple, seriously, like, I'm not a genius, so someone has to have thought of this. Why can you not mark texts as unread? Like, I'll click on it, I'll read it. I cannot answer it in the moment, but then if it's not dark, I don't see it anymore, and it doesn't say I have any text messages. Boom. Why haven't they done that? You can do that with your emails.
Yeah, you can do that with your emails, yeah.
What the fuck, man? Apple's trying to get people not be in touch. And I'm not about it. They have all these FaceTime, text messages, whatever else you do to communicate. Emojis.
Apple Watches.
Yeah, Apple Watches. Fucking shoes, AirPods, EarPods, Butt Pods, everything. And you can't mark it unread. A text message? Like, fucking grow up. Okay.
Okay.
Last thing. I just want to, like, I just want to really give you a shout out for being a cat person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because, like, I don't get a lot of them on the podcast.
I wish I had more cats. So, you know, I only have the one. We discussed that, right? Because I had gotten a second one, and then they did not get along. So then I had to give the second one to a friend.
But you gave the new one you got away.
Yeah,
you didn't
new
give
one.
The old one away.
Yeah, the new
That'd
one.
That'd be harsh if you were like,
although it was the old one's fault that I couldn't keep the new one because she was being a jerk.
Right, but, like, still, it'd be like.
Yeah.
You got to stick with the old
one. So now I'm just the godfather of the new one who is now in the possession of friends of mine.
Was it a boy-girl situation?
It was a boy-girl situation.
Yeah.
It was Cat Stevens.
And that's your original?
My original cat, who's four. And then Sir Paul McCartney.
It was,
Was the new one who is now with in a loving home in Pasadena.
Do you visit often?
I visit as much as one would visit Pasadena.
You can FaceTime or something.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
He
has his own Instagram, Sir Paul.
Oh,
McCartney.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
his own
you can
Instagram.
Follow Sir Paul McCartney. He
God
goes on
damn
many
it.
Adventures in Pasadena.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that for my cat, but, like, I just get a lot of pictures of his belly hangs really low, and I just get a lot of slow mo videos of him running and it, like, waving side to side, and I feel like that's not what's on the internet of cats. It's, like, a lot of very good portraits and, like. Like headshots.
Yeah.
And mine is a lot of, or him sitting like on his own stomach somehow, like folded onto himself, like, and then his eyes glowing in the dark, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
Catch
yeah.
the light weird, and mm-hmm. it's like a lot of that.
I love that though.
Or my other cat licking his butthole. My cat confuses the butthole sometimes. Yeah. He goes to lick his own, but they snuggle a lot. And one time he licked the wrong butthole, and they got it on camera, and he literally was like, his mouth was
is
open.
Is it a video?
And he was
or?
Like, yeah, I have a video.
Oh, you have to like, post that somewhere.
Oh, I think I did, but people are still like, that's not cute. And I'm like, I get it, but like, fucking.
The reason Cat Stevens doesn't have a Instagram page is literally pure laziness. Because I have enough great photos that could be posted. I just think about how much of a pain in the butt it would be to switch back and forth between that
but
profile
maybe,
and my profile.
Listen, maybe you need to hire like a social media person for the cat.
Maybe I should.
Because like, how dare
I
you
choose. I do have
choose
that clickbait money now, so I can afford to hire.
Her future, you know?
Right. Yeah, she could be booked on cat commercials.
Yeah. It's not up to you, you know. There's like a star living inside her, and you're just keeping it off Instagram.
It is up to me, but I'm denying her.
No, because maybe she just can't do the login part. Maybe she just can't make a profile, but she's just like so hungry to be on commercials.
Yeah. Well, she needs to communicate that with me because I was not aware.
She can't. She's hurting, man. She's fucking hurting inside, you know? I feel like she wants it. I feel like every cat needs it. Every cat deserves it.
I'm learning so much
my
about
cat,
my own cat.
My cat just... My cat is the only one who doesn't need it because this cat is insane.
This guy's great.
He's wearing a tuxedo, which makes me feel like he should, because it's like he's always fashionable and he always looks fucking dapper as fuck.
He's,
you know,
already prepared for the.
He's ready for the wedding. He's always ready for everything, but he also is like, just has a little bit of a weight problem. Go, Cal, run, he's like, be free.
Stop talking about me.
There he goes. Okay. All right. Any final parting words? Anything you want the Too Dumb to Tame fans to know? Any tips? Life advice?
Any tips or life advice?
Anything someone told you once that you're like, man, I couldn't have lived without it. Or something you say to yourself every morning that you're like, fuck, that's good.
I'm never ready, but I'm always prepared.
Ooh.
A script is never complete, only abandoned. That's a quote from that one guy. that I don't remember, but he can look it up.
Wait, say it again.
A script is never complete, only abandoned.
Oh shit, man, that's so deep.
As a screenwriter, that's the advice I would like to pass along to.
That's something for you to fucking wrap your minds.
Think about
fucking
it.
Around and through.
You should, when you post this, you should be like, skip to 53 minutes.
Yeah. If you want some real fucking advice, if you wanted.
It says Leonardo da Vinci, but I feel like
that's... No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. If you say it, I'll know it. Like I'll know it.
Sid Field or something?
Huh?
Sid Field?
No, that doesn't sound right either.
Is it Save the Cat Guy?
No. Did you Google it?
No, it doesn't matter.
I did Google it.
Oh, Leonardo da Vinci, but not.
But not.
Oh my God, maybe that person took it from da Vinci, but it doesn't matter because it's still true.
Maybe... The brunette that pops up when you Google your name.
She's doing this all.
She took that quote
Leonardo da Vinci. I can't talk any more shit about the random girl that comes up when I Google myself because she's going to claim my knowledge panel. I have a feeling she's going to claim it and she's going to fuck it.
She can claim it, can she?
Who knows? Who knows how much she knows?
Well, he said you need your driver's license.
So maybe she has it. My little sister one time used mine as a fake ID and lost it.
Oh, so she could have found it.
Maybe that's how she came to be. Which came first, the lost ID or the girl? The girl on the Google. We don't know. If you're getting another idea for a horror movie,
really
you
interested.
Can.
It's looking like someone stole this from Leonardo da Vinci.
Did he?
But did Leonardo da Vinci
just
write movies?
Just because they put it on a shirt doesn't mean it was actually him.
A bunch of shirts.
You know what, though? You know what I think? I think the person who said it about a book. Instead of a screenplay.
Yeah, Da Vinci apparently said art.
And then I adapted it.
Oh.
Da Vinci said about art?
Art.
Do the word book instead of screenplay and then see what pops up. Because then I think it was it was adapted into screenplay.
But maybe someone
Valerie?
Yeah, that's the one.
Maybe someone adapted that about art.
Although he said a poem is never finished, only a
fuck, man, nothing's ever finished. Nothing's ever fucking finished.
No, he is correct, and that's the original one.
Wait,
that
a poem
I know
is never
of.
Finished?
Yeah.
It's only...
But it's really just a work of writing.
Right. Anything you write is never right until it's wrong. Until it's right. Until you've written it wrong.
It's never going to be right.
Yeah, it's never going to be right written.
You're just going to give up at some point and make
and call it done.
Or call it done.
Or call it a night. You know what I mean?
Call it done. Call it a night.
I'm just going to write a book and like on one of the pages it's going to stop in the middle and be like, I'm calling it a night.
Calling it a night.
Good night and good luck.
I'm calling it, and the title of the book is A Night.
A Night. Or I'm calling it.
A Night written by I'm calling it.
Oh, should we do this? And it's nothing inside. Because it's never finished because it was never also written. But it wouldn't have been finished if it had been written anyway. Woo!
And the preface is by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah. It's just him being like, it's like all the people who base their quotes on his. Like, it's like a list of people thanking the other people for coming up with their quotes. Like, the one about the screenplay is like, thank you for making books. And that book person's like, oh, thank you for making poems. And the poem guy's like, thank you for making art. And then Leonardo da Vinci is like, thank you for God.
He would be the first one, I guess, because he's the oldest, right?
Yeah, and he's the hottest.
He's far older he's far older and far sexier than what's his face, the poem guy.
So and before him is just a picture of God who's thanking no one.
God was thinking,
you're welcome.
God
says you're welcome.
It's a night.
Yeah, and it's a night. There will be blood.
God's like, there will be blood, yeah.
And then it's just the screenplay to There Will Be Blood inside.
And it just floats down and happens to land on Paul Thomas Anderson's desk. He's like, thank you, God. I knew if I prayed long enough, you'd give me a hit.
I'm not saying this is a bad idea, but I think it's great. Okay. Everyone, find Jeremy Long all over the internet. You can find him doing stand-up because he's legit super, super funny. He made me laugh, and I pee-peed a little bit.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, no, it felt really good. I needed it.
That's the greatest compliment a comedian can get.
And you can find him on the Instaham at Jeremy Long. And then you can just, you know, find his knowledge panel.
Find him a knowledge panel.
Come see him stand up.
Don't claim it.
Don't touch it, you guys. I'm not even joking, okay? Have some respect.
I'll post about my shows on the Instagram.
Yeah, you can find his shows on the Instagram. But legit, he's super funny. So if you like to laugh, you're gonna like all of him.
Yeah. Thanks.
His jokes. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Say hi to your cat.
I will tell my cat you said hi.
And cut!
People are always asking me, like, why can't you ride a zebra, like a horse? And I'm always telling them, it's because they're too dumb to tame.
I'm not gonna lie, but literally, they're too dumb to tame.
It's because they're literally too dumb to tame. Put that in your PB&J.